Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NIBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
After being down by 17, Heartbreak City. Holy mackerel. From the corner, and it's over. Gonzaga, the slipper still fits. They win it, 73-72.
Look at the clock, and when you're sleepless in Seattle, why not get a little kiss? Gus! Oh! Major Onions!
Nicholas, the senior, with 2 seconds. Here he goes for the win! Yeah! Nicholas has done it! Maryland on to the second round and a most heroic finish!
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush, and Mike Schaefer. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Check out their jobs at NEBCOinc.com for ready mixed concrete. We are exactly 3 hours away from the first game of today. Louisville and Creighton.
Here we go.
11:15 played in Lexington, Kentucky on CBS. Catch you with us at Wings Arena.
You know, you hear that those announcers, and it's so good. It would just be how incredible, because where are they? They're right at center court. They're right on the deal. Can you imagine if football called a game like that?
Oh.
What if Herb Street was right there on the 50-yard line? On the 50-yard line, 1 foot away from the field. I mean, those guys have had players like come over the top of, like into their lap.
That's
true. It happens not all the time, but it's happened numerous times.
It happens, yeah.
Imagine, it'd be so hard to call that game, though.
Could you imagine if all of a sudden, like, say, you're Herb Street and Fowler, and you're calling the game on Saturday night from the 50-yard line about a yard back? About a yard
here comes
back.
Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah, here he comes right at us.
Oh, God.
The you excitement would be
different.
You would
not be able to see anything.
No, I have no idea what was going on. No idea.
Your spotters would basically be frantically telling you what's going on.
Who made the tackle?
Yeah.
But it'd be right courtside, though. You're right. They're courtside.
They're courtside. They're right there seeing everything. Imagine that view. That'd be so much fun to be there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Media used to sit courtside at the Devaney. It was incredible. Yeah. It was incredible. Back in the day. It was better times.
Yeah.
As a student, at Fog Allen, when I went to cover Nebraska playing Kansas in 2010,
courtside.
They put us courtside.
Courtside.
And
that's awesome.
You're in maybe the greatest basketball arena in college basketball.
Courtside.
And you're courtside, and it's like at Devaney.
You were a student. You were a student.
Well, a student with Daily Nebraska. Student media. It's
better times.
Students sitting courtside.
Better times.
Fog Allen.
You're just right there on the baseline. It was nuts.
You should go to Hearn Center, Missouri, cover those big Nebraska-Missouri games. You're right courtside.
Yeah.
Better times.
Better
courtside.
Times. Courtside. Okay, so we already have one SEC team out. Texas was in the first four, lost to Xavier, blew the lead. They lose by 86-80 last night. So 14 teams, a record for any conference in the Big Dance. 14 of 16 teams, almost the entire league, made the tournament.
Huge flex.
The question is, how much pressure does the SEC have to crown an NCAA champion with 14 teams in the dance this year?
Champion?
Oh, it's major.
You think so?
It's major.
You set a record.
Who feels that pressure, though? Like, I don't, like...
Oh, yeah, Auburn's a one seed, Florida's a one seed.
Is it Greg Sankey's pressure? Because, I mean, the players have the individual pressure that they're going to want to go perform well for themselves, and Auburn and Florida and Alabama and Tennessee have the pressure of, like, being...
Why would they feel any more pressure than Houston?
No.
That's how I... Like, yeah. So, I don't... Like, maybe Greg Sankey feels a little bit like we...
This is more administration.
Yeah. Garth?
Yeah. It's in this administration.
Garth Glissman feels more pressure today.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's like, hey, you guys got that many in. You have one seeds. Basically, what they're saying is you better have, the Sweet 16. There better be seven or eight of you.
Ooh,
some of them play. Some of you play each other now. Some of you play. Won't get to that. But
I mean, like one fifth of the field is SEC teams.
Yeah, and so
one's already out.
They're expecting that.
I was disappointed that Texas lost, if only because I wanted to, I wanted 14 teams in the final 32. Yeah. So I was disappointed. I would have been cheering for Texas had I been watching.
You have a potential round of 32 matchup between Vanderbilt and Bama. So two SEC teams there in the round of 32.
Okay, thank you.
Trying to think of the other ones here that would pop. That's the one that I see off the bat is round of 32. But yeah, it's gonna be hard to go deep because you'll see each other in the Elite Eight
or
the
incredible teams. Season. A lot of them are gonna lose in the first couple rounds, anyways.
Incredible season, but if an SEC team is not in the Final Four, that will be a big story.
That'll be
a huge story. Hang on, you guys flexed all the time. If you're going to flex, why is the SEC in football? Because they're dominant, because they did what? They won it all. They won championships.
Go back to last year. You have Greg Sankey making this huge, basically, cry fest on television about how the SEC had teams that were left out in favor of these mid-major teams. Mm-hmm. And then pretty much the bell of the ball for SEC basketball is Kentucky gets wiped out by Oakland in that same night. Yeah. And then everyone in the SEC except Alabama did poorly last year. So there's probably a little bit of we kind of need this year to go a lot better after how last year went.
I don't think you and Jake need to worry. You got Florida winning it. You're fine there. Florida's got
the best basketball team in the country.
Pretty nice path, too. They got a nice path.
It's a tough region, though. I think Maryland can beat Florida on the right day.
I think they could.
Jake, hold on.
You had him one and out.
The damn people to say that.
You had him one and out. We have the test.
He had him one and done.
He had him losing the first round.
You're picking them to beat Florida.
Hang on.
Okay, so which is
I was backing up Schaefer. I picked Maryland to lose to Grand Canyon. Oh, by the way,
I'm standing by my
prediction. I picked it in my bracket.
You're picking them to win and lose.
No, I just said,
you can't lose that one.
There's different scenarios that could happen.
I could see they could win or lose.
I'm not predicting a tie. I don't foresee it happening, but I do see a scenario that can happen.
I hear you,
but I picked them to lose first round. I'm standing by. I texted it. I got to stand by it. Maryland's losing to Grand Canyon in the
I will say this. Chase pretty confident the other way. Oh, that could happen. Grand Canyon's up and down. They have enough players and good enough. And I watched them against, was it Utah Valley?
They're a good basketball team.
They're pretty good. So they're not. It's not a game where you go, oh, no.
It's not a guarantee. And a 4-13 usually is not a guarantee. Usually see one of those a year. But I just think Maryland's team is a tough out for anybody.
I agree.
They're playing really well right now.
I think so.
Again, the problem I've had with Maryland all year, I made it very clear. Even in the rout of Illinois in the Big Ten tournament, they had 83 points with 10 minutes to go in the game. Pulled all their starters. They scored 5 points the rest of the game. They have absolutely zero depth. Yeah. If there's foul trouble or an injury, they are in huge trouble. If they're not, they can go far.
They bring in Geronimo's not.
Geronimo
bad.
Scores 2 points a game. He's averaging 2 points a game.
He's not horrible.
That's all they have is one minor option there.
If you get enough points from your starters, you don't have to worry about the guys that are beyond them.
Understood. Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
But back to the question, Bill is, I'd like to push back, but I can't. It would be really, really disappointing if the SEC had nobody in the Final Four.
Oh, absolutely.
It would be a flop.
Yeah, it would be a flop. It'd be a major flop.
Yep, it would be. Yeah. If you can't get Auburn in there, or Florida, or Tennessee, or
13 of the remaining 64 teams are from one conference.
Well, and they're good. Yeah. They're good. I mean, and Auburn's also really good. Florida's really good. Tennessee's really good. Alabama's really good.
Those are two seeds.
A couple.
Tennessee, are two seeds. So,
and then if you think about how many teams per region for them to not get to the Final Four, that's You'd have to see a lot of upsets, I think, early for that to happen.
I don't see St. John's being a threat to Florida if it comes to that. I watch St. John's. I don't.
I love St. John's. Texas, I'm pulling Tech, for St. John's.
I like them. I don't see
St. John's being. I don't. No. I'm happy if they're in the Sweet 16.
I don't think they have the offensive firepower. Yeah. They're tougher than hell. They are tough. Yeah, they're a Patino team. They're a tough Patino team, but they do not play great offense.
SEC, again, 2-1 seeds in Auburn and Florida, 2-2 seeds in Bama and Tennessee.
Tennessee's the team that...
Imagine that in your conference. I mean, 2-1s and 2-2s.
That is crazy.
Hey, Schaefer, I was watching... I sat down and watched Tennessee-Auburn on Saturday when they played in the semifinals of the SEC tournament. When Auburn walked out, I couldn't believe what I saw. I mean, that is... It looks like an NBA team. Yeah. It does. What is that?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it.
That's Bruce Pearl. That's what that is.
Whew. Yeah. I mean, that's another world.
We hit on that earlier, Shape. Like, get your take. Did you watch any of that game last night of Texas Xavier, Xavier, Texas?
Didn't get to see it.
Yeah, no reason to go depth on that. But I watched the game, and they look incredible.
Texas.
They're 11 seeds, both of them. Both of them. I'm watching them. I go, that is what. And then that's the 11 seed. They play each other to move on.
Which is wild because Xavier has been really hit or miss all year.
They have.
And you watch them play and physically what they looked like, it was like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That wasn't Minnesota and Iowa playing. Just so you know. That was not. Mm-mm. It wasn't Indiana.
I get it. Nebraska, again, was in the conversation all year. And they finished the year poorly. But still, even when they were on, it's hard. Rush, you know, that Xavier Texas game, those teams both appear to be much better than Nebraska, at least at this
point. I don't put that much stock into it. Xavier struggled with Creighton. Nebraska handles Creighton. Nebraska
has a one. Creighton.
Nebraska played within 3 points of Maryland.
You didn't watch the game. It ain't even close, Shafe. It wasn't even close.
You didn't watch
the game last night, how they're playing right now.
I've watched Xavier play.
It wasn't
this
even
year.
Close. There's nobody. If you have, ask anybody who has any basketball knowledge, there's no chance, and I know the first 3 years don't count. But there's no chance. So Xavier's first 20 games don't count. I watched the game last night. Yeah, it wasn't even close.
I mean, nobody in basketball can beat anybody.
Did you watch last night's game? Stop then. Enough.
Had you watched Xavier play before? Or was last night?
I watched him last night. So I'm talking about.
You're one game of Xavier.
And I said this
Nebraska
is what they looked at last
Xavier
night.
Xavier because you watched him play never one said time
they,
in date.
Never said they couldn't beat him. I'm saying look what they looked like. It wasn't close.
Basketball team.
It wasn't close.
Wow. What kind of wings you guys?
They struggled in the Big East.
It wasn't even close. Well, they got in the tournaments. They didn't struggle that bad.
Well,
and they're in the next round.
They are in the next round.
Xavier will play. Who they play next?
Who do they got?
Trying to find this here.
San Diego State, North Carolina.
They'll play the winner of Illinois. Xavier, okay. Illinois tomorrow. In the first round.
Okay, let's see what that looks like.
Who is it?
They could possibly Illinois.
Xavier and Illinois.
Illinois doesn't shoot well. Xavier can win that game.
No, that's a good
game. Milwaukee. It's in Milwaukee.
Who would you pick, Bill? You've seen both teams.
I don't know.
You've seen both teams.
So you've seen Illinois look really good, and you see them look just horrific.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now they're back to healthy, though, a little bit now, so you'd have to think Illinois.
But they just got trounced by Maryland. I mean, they look good to end the season, but they got absolutely trounced by Maryland to end the Big Ten tournament.
That team in Lincoln that we saw,
to me, they don't shoot the three. They can't beat anybody. Yeah. I mean, and Underwood has said that multiple times. Like when they're on, they're able to make enough outside shots. They're pretty dangerous, but they can't score from the outside. It's hard to trade twos for threes in current college basketball.
I thought they were dangerous when I saw them. Not great. Not like
they don't have the traditional Illinois big man that they've had under Underwood, where, you know, like
Kofi Coburn.
Yes. And then the guy that they had last year too was pretty good as well. But they don't have as good of a big as they usually have. The freshman point guard
is excellent.
I can't pronounce his last name, but Casper
Yakichonis.
Really, really good. Casper. He's going to be a top 10 pick in the lottery for sure.
Yep, he's good.
And Will Riley can be on.
I'm going to tell you, that's a tough game to pick, I would think, Xavier, Illinois. Tough game.
Really tough game to pick. Be a really tough game.
As Lee Sterling pointed out yesterday, there's a very odd thing in terms of a spread in this tournament. 12 seed Colorado State is a favorite over 5 seed Memphis.
Well, weird. Odd.
A 12 seed is favorite over a 5.
Yeah, odd.
In the dance.
People don't like Memphis. They're just not... And Colorado State's a trendy team.
They've won 10 in a row.
Right.
And they won the Mountain West. I don't know if they beat New Mexico. New Mexico was the favorite, obviously. But don't know who they beat in the tournament to win it all.
They won the tournament. And they were
usually
second in the regular
conference
season.
Too. Yeah. I mean, they normally put multiple. Well, obviously, you have New Mexico, Colorado State, but what, last year they had six teams in?
Yeah, reading last night, the CBS Sports article that Jake, I guess he didn't send it, but CBS Sports said it's every bit as good as the ACC, except Duke.
Mountain West?
Yeah, the Mountain West. Wow. Mountain West is, and they have as many teams in as the ACC. And I didn't know Mountain West basketball was that highly regarded, but the article said, just take
they
out
have as
Duke.
Many teams in, so they have San Diego State, so that's
right. Who got pounced right by here. North Carolina, of course.
Utah State, Colorado State, New Mexico.
I forgot about Utah State.
They're a 10 seed playing UCLA.
Because Utah State moved over to the Mountain West a few years ago.
Oh.
Because they were a whack school when you were there.
Yeah, they were Mountain. They've been Mountain West for 10, 12 years.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it had been that long.
Utah State, 8:25 p.m. on TNT against UCLA tonight.
So both teams have, but both conferences have four in, apparently. ACC has four.
Yeah.
If you watch the whole, I mean, if you stay up all night, you're watching 11:15 a.m. to basically 11:30 tonight. 12 hours of basketball today. 12 straight.
Mm-hmm. Assuming no delays, those last games, like if you have a long game in front of it, you can get to midnight. You get all the way into the next day.
Another big takeaway from Lee yesterday is he picked Houston, and he picked Houston pretty confidently to win it all. Houston to win it all. Houston apparently has offense now.
Has anybody here done a bracket at all? Do you have yours?
I will fill mine out as it goes.
I had Florida over Houston, and I hated myself because that's 2-1 season. So this is not me. This is not who I am.
I don't do it. I picked Florida like 6 weeks ago.
Why don't you do one?
Just because of it's such a taboo. It's illegal for coaches to do one. Rick Neuheisel got fired from his job at Utah.
Hello.
I mean, at Washington because of it. So I want nothing tied to it ever. So I've ever to do a bracket.
All right. Good answer.
And you can do them. They're legal to fill out. You can do them for fun. All that stuff you can't gamble on. You can't have money on it or some deal. Then it's really hard to tell yourself like, I did it for fun and I did this. Like that. Oh, you didn't turn it in? Didn't play in a pool? So I don't do it.
I don't do it, but I will fill mine out as it goes.
You just get the correct team to one.
Yeah.
You
fill it out. Your bracket's 100%. It's incredible.
Fill it out as it goes.
No blemishes at all.
Keeping track is what I'm saying.
That's keeping track.
Yeah, no blemishes.
Yeah, it's not hard to keep track. Usually it's on a lot of websites.
Very difficult.
Who won? Hang on. I have no idea who won the first round. I'll call Sipple. He wrote it down. I'll call Sipple.
He has the master
Who's
bracket.
In the Sweet 16? Don't worry about it. Sipple wrote it all down.
Do you have like a binder of old brackets that you've just filled out correctly so you always know?
Hang on. Who won it in 96? Got it at the bracket
right here.
Staying focused.
I filled it out as it went through.
Locked it's a way in. Of yeah. staying focused.
Schaefer, thanks. See you next
thanks
week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Trip with Computer Hardware is next. An early break on the ticket.